This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris doing the rollout. Matt Misler throwing it back.
Throwback, baby.
JJ in Linkin Park, dude. Mm-hmm. Your boy Biz just threw you a bone today, dog.
We gave him a shout out on Sunday, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, swim team, both men and women knocked off the Buckeyes at home.
Really?
So we had to give some love for the swim team.
But they did not get Indiana, though.
I know.
That's the one he wanted.
I remember him calling up upset about that. I'm like, man, I know. Indiana, they're the, I don't know. I don't want to say if it's, they're the cream of the crop, but I mean, they're a tough one.
They're a tough one. Got to get tougher.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get tougher. I mean, it's tough, but you got to get tougher. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were the champ. Now you got to. Hey, Tom Brady is the one that showed us.
Oh yeah.
When you're the champ, everybody wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants you to pass the torch, but you got to come get the torch.
Mm-hmm.
He went to their house,
brought the torch with him,
and then took it home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. What else you want? And he did it with a bunch of no-name guys.
Exactly it.
I mean, that's the thing that everybody's missing that. The man came with no-name guys. Gronk is a name. Outside of Gronk, who you got? Really? I'm sorry. And the defense?
Mm-hmm.
Really, do you really know who's on that defense?
The only ones that I'm familiar with on that defense.
Hightower from Alabama.
Yep, Hightower, Flowers, because he's always been that big problem up front.
Right, yep.
And then Van Noy, because he played for the Lions.
Yes.
And that was the one, when he got that Super Bowl, I'll be honest
Isn't
with you.
Isn't it typical that he came from the Lions, he comes, and he's playing his butt off.
Uh-huh.
For the Patriots.
Yeah, when he got that title 2 years ago, I'm like, you know what? That dude deserved it because he busted his ass off here in Detroit. That boy deserved it, man. And I was happy when he got that ring. I'm like, man, you deserve it, man. You earned that damn ring.
No, I just, for me, you got a no-name D. You got Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the names.
Yeah.
Those are and Robert Kraft, the owner, obviously. Yeah. But outside of that, nobody know the. Nobody now. If you live in New England, PJ,
mm-hmm.
you live in New England. Yes, everybody knows who the Patriots are.
Yep, you just gone by the first name. Everyone knows what it is.
All right, I know they got the two twin brothers that used to do the commercial with the lotion and everything. They catch the cheerleaders.
Oh yeah. I know
they're defensive backs.
Yeah. Now I know
they got them too.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're celebrities.
Yeah, the kicker, Gostkowski. He's the one that took over after
Adam, what's his name?
Vinatieri. Yeah, right. After he took off.
Who's got a white beard, and he's on the Colts now.
Mm-hmm.
He matches his jersey.
He truly does. He truly does. When you say grizzled veteran, my goodness, he basically fits the bill.
Exactly.
That is grizzled vet.
Look, I'm okay. I guess I'm okay with the Super Bowl. Are you good with it?
I mean, you do got the, you know, I hate to say it, you do have the two best teams playing for the championship. Now, I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen either the two GOATs go head-to-head.
I wanted Breeze and Brady. I'm not going to lie to you.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who would have loved to have seen the new generation come in.
Well, they wanted that game again. Do you remember that game mid-season?
What was it,
54 to 52, something like that?
If you didn't take the over, you was a sucker.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
And that I would have loved that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I'd have taken that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this game, you got the – because everybody's changed in the NFL. Everybody's trying to get a Sean McVay. Yeah. That's why they're hiring the young guys, these guys that understand, you know. I'm like – yeah, that's stupid. There's only one Sean McVay. You're not gonna get lightning in the bottle like that.
No,
I'm sorry. And he's not calling the defense. He's just the offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wade Phillips has got that defense playing.
Oh yeah.
It takes an offense and a defense. I get it. And I don't even know what's wrong with Todd Gurley either. I mean, I get C.J. Anderson is a good player,
mm-hmm.
and he's a good back. He looks good. But Todd Gurley is all world. Right now, He's all world.
Oh, yeah.
And if he's not able to play a full game, they're going to be in trouble with that.
No doubt about it. I mean, you take a look at the game against the Cowboys 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You needed both of those guys
to
run all over the field.
Right. And Gurley, I think he heard his knee is swelling up again, but he's not telling you the full story. And which those kind of running backs, he is a gladiator. He's a warrior. He's not going to tell you he's hurt. Not going to let you know. Now, you can see it, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's not going to tell you where he hurts at and everything like that. And he didn't want to hurt the team. He didn't play.
You need to call your boy up and get on that plant-based as
well.
You
better get on that plant-based. Leave that stuff alone.
Mm-hmm. Get on that plant-based.
Exactly, man. I'm telling you, man. I see him. Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm just, dude. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with the Super Bowl. I have a problem with the NFL.
Yeah.
I got a problem with the NFL because they don't know what to do. Look, that game should be played this week.
Yeah,
I don't want to wait. I'm tired of that. Now they got the Pro Bowl in the way.
Mm-hmm.
We got to play the Pro Bowl in Atlanta. I mean, excuse me, Orlando. Excuse me. They played a game in Orlando.
See, that's the thing. You don't know where the hell they play it at anymore.
Yeah, it used to be
in Hawaii. Yeah.
Love Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All the guys took their... I got to go because Joe went to the Hawaii. I got on a trip with Joe.
Oh, did you?
Out there. Yeah, it was cool. Being a little brother, just rolling out there.
That's dope. I had no idea. Yeah.
It was cooler than the fan dog.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, that's just what the Pro Bowl really was. It was a giant vacation for your family.
That's exactly what it was. Celebration.
Mm-hmm. Big question, though. Would Philip Rivers be able to take all of his damn kids with him if it was in Hawaii, though? Did he take another separate plane?
That's a good plan. That's a good thought. No, he can drive over there now. I mean, it really saves some money. I mean, the NFL ain't playing for them damn kids.
Kids, get in the van. We're going to drive over there to Orlando, okay? We're going to have ourselves a vacation.
Exactly.
Bolo ties and all.
He's going to... Wait a minute. Phillip Rivers is coming back, too, by the way.
I know, yeah.
He's got to keep playing.
Yeah.
It's a mandatory plan. He's got to get that other one.
Yeah.
He's got to get the other one. I got to make sure I got schooling for all of them.
Yeah. Like, okay, listen, number one, number two, you're all good. But the rest of you, I got to play another four more years. So we need a better offensive line. So you guys got to bulk up, okay? You're going to be an offensive line for daddy when he turns 58. So y'all need to bulk up and get swole now, okay?
Y'all need to
get swole up now.
That's funny. That man will be playing for a long time to come. Not because he's got a lot of kids, but I don't know what they're gonna do if he leaves.
That's a good question.
I mean, they don't have security. They don't have a blanket. They don't have. But I mean. Tom Brady doesn't have anybody behind him either now.
That's exactly it. I mean that was the other thing. We brought up earlier was, if the Pats win the Super Bowl this year, does he hang him up?
Nah.
No. I said the same thing. I don't think he does. And one of the other things, too, is who's their backup?
Who is their backup?
Brian Hoyer.
Oh, this old San Francisco 49er.
The old 49er quarterback.
Who used to be the old Patriot backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. It's just a giant tumble-down effect again.
Goodness.
But, well, I mean, that's your backup right now. So, I mean, what? So, if he decides to hang him up, what, did you hope to put the faith in Brian Hoyer to lead your franchise?
Not even for a year. They got to find somebody.
Or do you do what you've done in years past and try to trade up and get a high first-round draft pick? Because I don't think they have a first-round draft pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Do they? They don't?
I don't. No, you know what? I think they do. It's
they
New
get
Orleans.
The last one, probably.
They get
pick
number 32. So they'd have to hope that an elite
there's some quarterbacks
quarterback.
In there that may not get picked.
That's true. There are some good quarterbacks in the draft that could potentially tumble down to that to the Pats, but I just don't see Brady retiring, though.
No, he's not going to retire.
He's still playing at the top of his game.
No, you're right. And I look. Why would he retire? Why? You're at the top of your game.
And you're still on top of your
exactly.
game.
Exactly. You're at the top of your game. And as long as he can throw that ball and he can read defenses and the guys are blocking for him,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's – if the Pats didn't have an offensive line, then he'd retire. I decided to retire. But guess what? As long as they're blocking for him and he can stand up straight and he can slide to the right and slide to the left, seems like he's throwing that ball like he's been throwing it for the past 10 years.
So you're telling me he's throwing crisscross?
Exactly.
And then the fans are clapping their hands?
Exactly.
At the end of it, they all cha-cha real smooth.
But that's true. I mean, if you think about it, that's exactly what Tom Brady's doing. And everybody's marveled at it, but why? I mean, come on. Really?
His down year was that year that he was suspended for the four games because he didn't start those four games. You look at his stats.
You thought that was a down year? He didn't win the MVP, but he should have.
Well, the reason why I say it's a down year is because he didn't play those first four games, so his stats look like that. That's the reason why. His stat that you could tell, like, oh, man, those are some bad numbers.
Didn't they win that Super Bowl? They beat the Atlanta Falcons. That's the year he missed those four games, and they gave it to the quarterback of the Falcons,
Matt Ryan, yeah,
Matty Ice,
yeah. But no, I mean if you were to look at his stats, you know, from the year that they won the Super Bowl against the Rams to this season, the only thing there's only two years that would stand out. And that's the year that he threw 50 plus touchdowns. That was the year that they lost to the Giants when they brought in Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be the year that he was suspended because he missed those first four games. So you see those two differentials. But regardless of the fact, though, he's had phenomenal seasons.
Oh, without a doubt.
The only other one that you can look at as well is the year that first game where he tore his knee because someone tagged.
Right. He got hit in that knee. Now they got the Brady rule.
Yep.
You can't go at the knees of the quarterback.
That's the second Brady rule that came up.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's the tough rule.
Tommy, you got too many damn rules, man.
Dude, you think about the NFL when Tom Brady's not playing. I mean, the NFL gets it's Christmas to the NFL every Super Bowl when Tom Brady goes to it.
Oh, yeah.
He saves the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else would you rather see in the Super Bowl? I know, and I've seen all the hate that Tom Brady's getting. The Pats are getting.
Oh, yeah.
They love Tom. The Michigan fans, they love Tom Brady, but they're sick of the Pats going to the Super Bowl.
Which is funny because one of the big polls that they had was, what team are you rooting for the AFC Championship? And every state except for two states in this country were rooting for the Chiefs.
Right.
The other two that were rooting for the Pats, Massachusetts, this mitten.
Yeah. You don't count him out. I'm sorry. You can't count him out. He gets it done every time.
Yeah.
He gets it done.
If you're sick and tired of him, you know, winning so much, then have your team beat their team, you know?
Okay.
That's the thing.
Here's the thing. And this would be the question. This is one of the questions of the day.
Okay.
Who do you, and I shouldn't say that here because I know what everybody's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember how the Bulls were winning all the time?
Yep.
Do you hate them more than you hate the Patriots right now?
Ooh.
Do you love Michael Jordan? You hate Michael Jordan. Here they hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I say Michael Jordan or Tom Brady?
Hmm.
I mean, I know in this state, mm-hmm. Nah, it's head and shoulders, you'd rather watch the Pats.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're a real person, real sports person, who did you hate more? Who do you hate now? I mean, really, it's about winning.
Mm-hmm.
If they win all the time and you're tired of seeing them, what's the team in the AFC that's going to challenge them? Is it going to be the Chiefs? Will it be the Chiefs?
Maybe it could be another team. Could it be the Chargers? You know, you never know.
I mean,
could be, you know, I mean, well, let's leave it this way. Since two of the teams in their same division have got new head coaches, one of them hasn't been named because he's still coaching Patriots right
now.
He's
got the Patriots right now.
The other one just moved from Miami, must have picked up some of the stuff that I'll wait till you swallow the water because I don't want to make you laugh when
I say
it.
No, go ahead.
You get the former head coach from Miami who must have took some of the former offensive lineman stuff that and took it up all the way to New York and sat down to press conference looking around like, this is not Miami.
Look, I don't even know how he got a job. Dude.
That's why he was all bug-eyed, I bet. Just, what the heck am I doing
how
here?
How did I get this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I... Well, he's the next Sean McVay. That's what he is.
I'm pretty sure Sean McVay doesn't experiment with extracurricular.
I mean, he does have some... I don't know why he was rolling his eyes like that or what he was doing.
No one knows what he was doing.
Dude should just be happy because he got another job after he messed up that job down in Miami.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Maybe that's the reason why his eyes were bugged out. I have no idea.
No, that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question of the day,
okay,
is who do you think, and this is Michigan related, Michigan basketball, okay, who needs to step up?
Okay.
Who needs to step up out of Michigan? Is it Jordan Poole? Is it Charles Matthews? Is it Iggy? Here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy, nobody had film on. He could play his game and everything. Now they got enough film on him.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to game plan him. You saw Ethan Happ was on him. That's kind of a big guy you got on you. And you can't take him down low because he's a little bit taller. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
I mean, you got game plan. They know how to game plan Michigan now. And if you're not shooting well, there's a problem.
Exactly it.
I mean, really, you've got to find someone, and someone other than the two that everybody lays off. John Teske and Xavier Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Because Z is getting it done, and so isn't Desk. Really? They're playing the best ball of the season right now. And somebody, they need some help. They need help. Because your scorers aren't scoring right now.
Exactly.
The guys aren't shooting the ball like they should. Or taking the shots when they present themselves. You opt out and say, yeah, I'm going to make the pass. No. Dude, you're here. Basketball is put the ball in the basket, play defense. You wouldn't be at this level if you couldn't do it. So who do you expect to step up tonight for this game? Because I'm going to say this. Minnesota's going to give you a game.
Oh, yeah. You know, they only lost four games this year. You know, this is a tough Minnesota team. I mean, hell, last year they came into Chrysler, and they gave Michigan fits as well, too. You know, This isn't a pushover team. Minnesota is they're a legit team. They're not like a they're not going to be they're not a Michigan State team that'll be at that echelon right there.
Right.
But they're still going to be a team that'll cause you fits, like a Wisconsin, like a Purdue, like a Northwestern. Northwestern gave you fits on the road.
Right.
I mean, you're playing mini at home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a redemption game. You need to you got your slice of humble pie on Saturday.
Got to come out and play.
Right. And I think one of the guys that needs to kind of step his game up, Jordan's got to step his game up. You know, he didn't play all that well.
No.
He only had 5 points in the game.
Well, they got into his head.
Yeah.
You could see it.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to make things happen. To play within yourself.
Yeah.
You don't look. You don't have to do it. Don't press it. Just play your game.
Yeah.
And I guess he was looking around saying, I got to get everybody else going too. Just play your game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you guys have been doing this for 17 weeks, 18 weeks now. Keep playing. Just play the game that you know how to play on the Coach B-line.
Mm-hmm.
He's given a lot of people the green light. You got the green light. If you're open, shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Isaiah Livers... He almost brought us back.
Yeah.
He almost did.
That big dunk late in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, he gave a little life to that bench, gave a little life to the guys on the court as well. Yeah, I think Jordan is one of those guys that's got to step it up a bit. Charles Matthews has got to really be more of a vocal leader. I think you see more of a leadership coming out of Z more than Matthews right now. And the thing is that they were the two that kind of had this, whole mindset and swagger, championship or bust.
Yeah.
Z's got the swagger right now.
He does.
He's dripping with swag.
And so doesn't John Teske.
Yeah.
Teske, I don't care how big the task is to take on your big man, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do it, and he plays admirably. He brings it. He brings it to the table. Everybody else has got to step up. Iggy, you got to step up.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you're no longer a freshman. We are expecting you to play.
Mm-hmm.
You need to play. Jordan, look, look, we need your points, but we need you to play under control. And Charles, be you. You need to be you.
Mm-hmm.
That means slash, take the shot, take the outside shot if it's there, get to the hole if it's there. Go to the rim. That's what you are. You go. You're a rim buster, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
You can leap out the gym if you wanted to.
No doubt.
I mean, use that ability. Don't be shy.
You're a captain after all.
Exactly.
You can't be shy if you're a captain.
You gotta lead this team.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting you to. They want you to show them the light, the way. You gotta do it.
Drip with swag. You got to drip with swag. If you ain't dripping with swag, what you dripping, son?
Well, I mean, Z just sits there and does that.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing defense. He's playing offense. He's doing step back threes. He's going with the hook shot. He's doing John Teske's running down the floor, catching long balls, dunking on the run. I mean,
I think I got my swagger back.
I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
No, you're right.
And tonight's the night they got to get their swagger back.
Wow.
It's time, baby.
Wow, it is time.
Why do we got to wait 2 hours and change for this damn game? Let's get going now.
Well, we're still on the air.
Oh,
okay. I just wanted you to know. I mean, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
We got to take calls. We got some things to do.
We do got things to do.
We got some things to do before we, you know. But I agree with you. I'm with you on that. We need to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going to take a break, we open up the phones to you. When we come back, we open up the phones. Love it. You heard me. You're listening to The M Zone.